I'm Tom Maloney with Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. It's Friday, August 14th. Stay tuned for the latest on new COVID-19 restrictions in Porter County. A Northwest Indiana mayor is switching parties, and an environmental group says ArcelorMittal has violated the Clean Water Act. Porter County is imposing new restrictions on large gatherings due to COVID-19. The Times reports that effective yesterday, Thursday, any gatherings with over 100 people will need to be cleared by the Porter County Health Department. The stricter guidelines were decided upon after residents expressed concerns over large gatherings. Governor Eric Holcomb requires any host having a gathering of over 250 people to submit plans for that gathering. Event organizers who meet the 100-person threshold will need to submit a COVID-19 safety plan in order to reduce the spread of coronavirus. Those who fail to do so or notify the health department ahead of time could have their event closed. An environmental group that sued a steelmaker in December for allegedly violating the Clean Water Act at its Northwest Indiana facility says the company continues to release excess amounts of chemicals into a Lake Michigan tributary. The Environmental Law and Policy Center says ArcelorMittal has had many self-reported violations for chronic toxicity and discharging excess ammonia into the Burns waterway. The Times reports that the Indiana Department of Environmental Management has reported a total of 13 violations this summer. The agency says ArcelorMittal Burns Harbor's chronic toxicity exceeds the permitted limit by 1,052% from May 4th to May 8th of this year. Hobart Mayor Brian Snedecor has been a Democratic Party public official for years, but now he's a Republican. The Times reports that he changed his political party affiliation over his concern for the National Democratic platform. Snedecor said when he first ran for the mayor's office 13 years ago, the views and platforms of the National Democratic Party were modern, conservative, and appealed to many to make the nation special. He now says that the platform has moved more and more to the left. Snedecor said his leadership won't be altered by switching political parties. He promised to remain vigilant to the city's needs and to continue working to make Hobart a safe, strong, and thriving community. A 53-year-old Sherrillville man is facing a federal fraud charge after he tried to sell expensive stolen artwork in Deerfield, Illinois. John Garcia's scheme allegedly involved selling various paintings, sculptures, and rugs created this year. Garcia had plotted with someone else to steal the items and then sell them to art dealers for thousands of dollars. Federal prosecutors in Chicago say initially Garcia and his accomplice told investigators and buyers that they owned the stolen artwork. In one instance, Garcia texted a photo of a statue to a buyer saying it was over 600 years old and worth over $50,000. The owner of the artwork noticed approximately 159 items were missing from the Deerfield storage facility and reported it to the FBI in May. The investigation recovered many of the stolen items. In sports, the Chicago Cubs host the Milwaukee Brewers at 7:15 in Game 2 of their four-game series tonight. The Cubs have won three straight and have won all five of their series this season. Chicago is 13-3, giving them first place in the NL Central and the best record in baseball. The Brewers are 7-10 and in third place in the NL Central. The White Sox home opener against the St. Louis Cardinals has been postponed tonight due to COVID-19. The Sox and Cardinals will plan to play a doubleheader tomorrow beginning at 1:10 in Chicago. The Sox are 10-9 and tied for third place in the AL Central. The Cardinals are 2-3 and are in fourth place in the NL Central. The Midwest Collegiate League regular season champion, Northwest Indiana Oilmen, host the MCL Minutemen tonight at 7:10 in their season finale. This is the second time the Oilmen have won the regular season, but the big story, of course, is a championship on the horizon. The Oilmen will take on the DuPage County Hounds tomorrow for a best-of-three series championship for the Midwest Collegiate League. The Blackhawks fell to the Las Vegas Golden Knights last night in overtime. The Knights now have a 2-0 series lead. The playoffs are set in the NBA. The Pacers open up against the Miami Heat on Tuesday, but today at 3 o'clock, the Pacers and Heat face off for their eighth and final bubble game before their best-of-seven series starts next week. Looking at your Lakeshore weather forecast tonight, Mostly clear skies, a low near 65. Saturday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 o'clock. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 86. Sunday, sunny skies, a high near 82. And Monday, sunny with a high near 79. For Lakes Republic Radio, 89.1 FM, I'm Tom Maloney. This has been your Midday News Update. Thanks for watching, and don't forget to share.